You know, we're always talking about the importance of direct bookings. Well, we've got a hosting hot tip that we are excited to share. It's our go-to for seamlessly acquiring guest info and creating brand loyalty.
Drumroll, please. Introducing StayFi, your game-changing tool designed for the short-term rental industry. Say goodbye to relying solely on Airbnb or Vrbo. With StayFi, you're in control of your guest relationships like never before. Annette, please explain.
Yeah, you know how when you walk into a coffee shop, you're sitting down to do some work, page pops up, and you got to put in your name and your email to join their Wi-Fi? Well, StayFi operates the exact same way. It is a gold mine for hosts like us. And with StayFi, each and every guest, not just the guests that book the stay, needs to provide their information when logging on to your Wi-Fi.
And to top it off, StayFi equips us with user-friendly email and text marketing tools, making guest communication a breeze. Since we've discovered StayFi, we've built a thriving list of over 1,000 subscribers that includes every guest who has stayed with us, not just the guests who booked. We're talking about all the guests that have set foot in our rentals since discovering StayFi. Think of the potential profit of engaging with all these guests with offers for future stays. I just sent an email out last month, and I've already gotten 5 direct bookings from that one email.
Yes, you heard that right. And the best part, you can start using StayFi without a contract. Plus, a little cherry on top, we have an exclusive offer just for you. Use the code TFE for 50% off your first 3 months. Head to StayFi.com today.
Listeners, we cannot stress this enough. Success in your hosting business isn't just about attracting new guests. It's about turning your one-time visitors into lifelong returning guests.
So why wait? Use your discount today, TFV. Go to StayFi.com for 50% off your first 3 months and start building your guest loyalty program today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of 5-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Listeners, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting, and this is the
Hosting Hotline.
If you want to get your hosting questions answered, head on over to thehostinghotline.com and submit your question via recording your voice. We'll share it here on the podcast, and you'll help so many hosts. Again, that's hostinghotline.com. Today, we have a question from Caitlin.
Hey, Sarah and Annette. This is Caitlin. I love your podcast. And I have a quick question for you today. Since midterm rentals are a really great option for a lot of us hosts, what do we need to be looking out for when looking for great tenants?
This is actually a great question. I have been diving into the world of tenants.
Deep.
Not just, right? They're not guests anymore. They're tenants. Anytime it's, in a lot of states, more than 28 days, not 30 days. 28 days. And Annette actually asked a great question before we hit record. You were like, so even if they're, you know, sourced via an OTA like Airbnb, you still want to have a lease in place.
Mm-hmm. And your guest now turned tenant, community member, whatever you want to name them, they should not have an issue with that. They should understand that, yes, you are, you know, you're now a resident. After that 28 days, and you'll see a lot of hosts online where they will only let guests book 28 days, and then they'll do a new 28-day stay, and then a new 28-day stay because of what the laws are in their area.
Yeah, but I'd ask your attorney about that because
that's what I'm saying. It's dicey. Like 28 days and then 28 days. It's like they're trying to cheat the system. And it's like the system, I think, is going to come back and bite you on that one. But it's like they think that the guest never stays longer than 28 days. They always do the 28 days and then they start a new a new reservation. And I'm just like, I don't know if that would end up flying though, if you're trying to have the guest leave, you know, that it gets gray. It's a gray area.
Because the guest hasn't actually left the property and moved out. So I think there would be some gray area there. And listeners, if you want to do a midterm rental, even if you do it on a short term, I think even more so for a midterm, get a real estate attorney that you can connect with and ask questions. This is not something that you want to, quote unquote, see what happens, because if you have anything where you need to evict the person, especially all you co-hosts out there, like, ask the questions, because not knowing is not an excuse, is what I want to say. Caitlin, to answer your question, you want to create a lease and create a system just like you would for a long-term rental. And with fair housing, you want to make sure that everything you get from any potential tenant, you make those same requirements for everyone else. And I suggest that you create some sort of database where you can prove that you've asked the same documentation from each and every applicant to your, we'll just call them a furnished rental, right? I have, from our friend Jesse, who has a great program for long-term self-management education. We'll link to it in our show notes. Jesse was actually on the podcast just a few episodes ago, but I've talked a lot with Jesse over the past few months because we've also been doing a lot more 30-day plus leasing via nurses and work from anywhere folks. I have someone coming who wants to be closer to his partner but doesn't want to buy a home just yet. So there's lots of reasons why people do it. And it's very important that you follow those fair housing rules and ask the same questions across the board. So having them have, you know, a certain amount of income to rent ratio, what was their past lease like, proof of not just of employment, but proof of income verification, because they might be employed, but that does not mean that they can afford your rent. And having a place to document all this information. And hot tip, hosting hot tip, Zillow.
Yes.
Is the place to do this.
And
everyone.
Zillow, if that's your front facing, it's just like Airbnb. Think about it. People understand Zillow's where I go to find houses to buy, houses to rent. It is such a great, they've done amazing job marketing. So when you ask that potential midterm guest to stay and you're like, hey, can you fill out the application on Zillow? They're down with it. They know what it is. They probably have the app installed. It's a great way to find people. And what Sarah's saying, it's a great way to make sure that every single person is going through the same exact application process. And correct me if I'm wrong, Sarah, once you fill out, I filled out a Zillow application before, I can reuse it, right? Like once it's in the database, if I'm in the house hunt or that midterm rental hunt, let's say me and you aren't a good fit, I can continue to use that for the next one. Correct?
Yeah, I think for a certain amount of, I mean, yes, you can, but it's for a certain amount of time. And right. I don't know what that certain amount of time
but
is.
But most of the time, if they're in the hunt, it's yes. Like, hey, if this one doesn't yes. work out, I can, if I spent my $15 or whatever to yes. submit it, I can keep using it until I find a good fit.
Yeah, at least it. In, yes, it's actually $35. And we actually have that in our furnished finder. And in our Airbnb, and of course on Zillow as well, like, hey, it's $35, the tenant pays for this, but you can reuse this should our space not be a great fit for you. You already have this for your next application, and the landlord, the host would use that for sure. And I want to piggyback on what you said before, Annette, about if you get this tenant from Airbnb, have it in your house rules. Should you be booking our short-term rental, or should you be booking a rental for a stay that's more than 28 days? Please be advised that you will have to go through an application process or some sort of verbiage like that. And this is we actually dug into this because one of our members asked us this question. I honestly wasn't sure what the answer was. So we asked Airbnb, we combed their terms and conditions. You can, listeners, if you want to leverage your space as both a midterm and short-term, you can use kind of like our parent-child listing strategy and have your listing only available as a 30-day option or more. And then still obviously have it as a short term, have two different listings and have those calendars talk to each other. Now, if you're using a property management software or a property care software, all the above pricing software, you do have to pay twice for those things. So that's like the downside of that. But you could do that as well if you'd like to have your property populate more than once and give people an option for if people are searching for stays where they can stay 30 days or more, your property will populate.
And this is, I know this is a lot of information. You're like, oh, that seems like a lot of work, but this can be a long-term strategy for you. And so doing the work now will free up the time in the seasons to come. And what's so great is if you do have multiple properties, this is where you can start to cater. Maybe you have one up on Zillow for 30 days plus, and that one isn't available. You might have 4 or 5, depending on your portfolio, 1, 2, all the way to 20 other alternatives for them. So that's what's nice also about the midterm, short term is you're really able to cast a wider net to anyone coming to your town and be able to host them in the way that's going to work best for them. So definitely, we know that work from anywhere, remote work, it is here to stay. I also know that retirement is changing. People are not going to be retiring and just having a snowbird house and their normal house or two properties. I believe people are going to retire. Like, they are retiring. They are traveling. They want to go visit one kid in one city for a month, another kid in another city for a month, or they just want to travel on their own because they don't have any children and they want to go around the world. But I think this is the future. It is something worth putting the time in, figuring out the best way that's going to work for your property. And then also it gives you that diversification. If you just want to take a break from short-term hosting from time to time, or maybe there's something going on in your life, you're like, hey, I need a break because work is going crazy, or maybe your family is just focused on, maybe you're going on a 3-month vacation or something, this might be an alternative for you to have a break from the overnight stays or the short stays. Are you a new host just starting out, feeling a bit overwhelmed and nervous about not knowing what you don't know?
That is totally normal. You've got big dreams about your short-term rental, but don't know where to start. Or maybe you've started, but you're finding yourself in the messy middle.
Well, we have been working on something just for you.
Something game-changing is coming for new hosts on February 27th at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
But here's the deal. You have to be there live to be the first to know.
Intrigued? All right, so get on the waitlist now at thanksforvisiting.com/waitlist.
Don't miss out on the big reveal. Sign up today.
That's thanksforvisiting.com/waitlist. We're going to take you from new host to super host. I'll share with you our strategy. Listeners, we've been playing around this past couple seasons. We all know that we went through an amazing boom in 2020 and 2021. So you better believe we weren't doing anything that was taking away our short-term stay revenue. But now that it's normalizing, last winter and this winter, and then the next winter, we are definitely going to perfect this. But my revenue manager and I are going to be better about blocking off our calendars to only 30-day stays for certain buildings, because what we were finding is we weren't doing that. We were finding 30-day stay people, but then there were random bookings. Right,
we weren't right, and then it shoots you in the foot. You're like, man, I could have taken that booking.
There,
now
there
we have
was
one
a random three,
yeah.
You know, yes, 3-night weekend at a great rate, but it's right now. Let's pretend we're in December, and this random booking is in February, totally screwing up the opportunity to have a traveling nurse come or someone stay for that 30 days.
January, February, March, when it's brutal.
Yeah, right. And we're looking back at our historicals, and I know that in January, February, March, I know what we were making, and I know that if we can get a midterm person in there at a great rate, we will crush that those rates that we're getting for short term, thereby increasing our revenue and our overall occupancy and having that whole year be much healthier looking. And then going back to a short term strategy in April, May.
And this is fun. This is the fun
part.
It is
fun. It's like a puzzle.
Right. Instead of like,
and not all buildings either.
Right. Like, I missed out on this revenue. It's like, no, just get better next time. If we can get a little bit better every single month, that revenue is just going to keep compounding. So it's like, don't beat yourself up. Don't go and cancel reservations.
No.
You can get somebody in there. This is the long-term play here. And that's what's fun, is knowing your numbers and competing with yourself on your last year's numbers. I'm not going to, like, it was Friday night last night. Yes, we're recording on a Saturday. And I was nerding out in QuickBooks, like getting so excited because the first month of the year is done. And I'm like, let's look at January 2024 to January 2023. Like, what are we going to do in February? Like, make it fun for yourself. Compete with yourself. I don't know how, you know, what motivates you, but find that and just figure out how to always be future forecasting, thinking about how you can improve your revenue for the next year.
Couple more tips before we sign off. Zillow right now, the application process is free for us landlords or us owners.
Do it.
The whole thing is free right now. I say right now because that's what they say in their verbiage. So I don't know if they're going to end up charging. But right now, the tenant can pay for the application. There's a little link. So you can just send that to someone who you want to apply. But the whole process is free for you. So get your leads from Furnished Finder, from Airbnb, from all the corporate whatever.
I know people love, we haven't tested this yet, but we have been hearing that a lot of people are having a lot of success on Facebook, like Marketplace also with the rentals.
Sure.
So let's lead into the next thing though. You've got the, they went through the application process. They are the winner. You're like, yes, I'm getting this person in here for 90 days. How am I collecting their rent?
Zillow.
Their deposit?
Zillow. It's great.
What's that look like?
It's free too right now. It's great.
There's no processing fees?
No.
What?
No. Not for the owners. And I believe ACH is free for the tenant and
the
owner.
Okay, which that's normally how rent is.
And then
is.
If they use a credit card, it is guest facing. You can have them, at least in our state of Ohio. I do know processing fees are wonky state to state.
So I know that is normally the biggest
hurdle,
roadblock.
Yes.
The number one question is for direct booking for midterm rentals is like, because, and we love it. Airbnb makes it so easy to just get the reservation and it shows, magically appears in your direct deposit bank account.
I have not found a great way to hack our property management software. So we use Hostfully. You might be wondering, because we talk about direct booking, like the process of a midterm stay is just different, everyone. Like I want to make sure that these people are going through the right processes. I want to make sure that they are, their background check, their credit check, their income verification, their job verification, all of it is in check. And to have that sort of automated via a short-term rental property management software, it's not perfect. So I've opted not to do it. There are other options out there like Tenant Cloud. I think Podium is a great option for long-term rental managers, but I don't want to pay for two softwares right now. Because I'm doing this seasonally. So if anyone else out there has hacked this and they want to let Annette and me know, because I have been trying to figure this out. But for right now, I am doing this process. So we built it out in our project management software in Asana. So whenever we get a lead, our team puts it in Asana and it goes through this whole process. Different people are paying at different times to get them through the process. Once they are approved, once they have paid their first and last month's rent deposit, then they go back into our property management software and they can go through the automatic process of checking in.
Here's my hosting hotline question now, Sarah.
Yeah.
The deposit first month, last month, is that held in escrow via Zillow or is that our responsibility? I know that gets, and I don't expect you to know this answer off the top. But what does happen to those funds?
So we have, they have a deposit that is fully refundable should they not have any issue with their stay.
Right.
But we require first months and last months, especially for, and talk to
your
attorney about this.
Oh, I guess you're going to use it.
Yes, okay. Because it's such a whether it's a short or long stay, it is lovely to have first and last months upon, because first of all, a lot of these people aren't checking in the first of the month. You know, these nurses
right.
and traveling, they're coming in on the 14th, they're coming in the 20th. So I don't want to collect the 20th through the 30th as their quote unquote security deposit. That's not enough.
Okay. See, I got that confused. So it's security.
Yeah.
Security. Okay. So they get, that's fully refundable, but the first and second or the first and last, they're going to have to pay that anyway. So you get, okay,
right.
Got it. I don't know why I was getting
And this is all, they can all be automated within Zillow, that payment process. Which, and that's the tough part in the property management software that I haven't even figured out either, is not having to do that manually. Has been really nice doing it through Zillow and then using it in Asana. And then, of course, we still plug them into our property management software so our entire team can see, like, who's in there. They get all the automated messaging. All that stuff is still working. But if you're going to do a hybrid, I haven't mastered a way for it to be, like, completely, like, easy breezy. This is not tough, but...
I know... Personally, like, and you could luck out and this happened. I've moved in places before for a short term, like 6 months, and I just paid all up front. I was like, look, can I just write you a check for the whole time? Because I didn't want to have to worry about
you're a dream.
Right. So I'm thinking like, no, I'm just saying like that can happen. So that would be awesome too. If that, you know, giving that person that option, like, hey, if you just want to pay in full, let's do it.
We're working on an episode. We have to have life actually happen, everyone, before we can make the episode. But essentially I've got a house that I was the buyer's agent on because the family wanted to use it during football games.
All right.
And then when football games weren't happening, the whole thought process, we could do a midterm rental. But the owner wants to see if we can find a long-term tenant, so a year or more, whether we do it furnished or unfurnished. It is, the rent on this home is going to be more than $5,000 a month, just for the sheer size and location of it. So is there a tenant out there for a year or more at that price point?
Oh, absolutely.
Do they want it furnished, not furnished?
It's a big house. Yeah.
Or is the person really just want the house for 3, 4, 5 months? Because if that rent is $5,000 a month or more, and they're going to live there for a year or more, why wouldn't they just buy? These are rhetorical questions.
They're not going to live here for a long time. They're going to find a short time.
Yep. Because I've been talking to some landlords who have tried to lease houses like this, and they're telling me it's impossible. But you know, I like a good challenge, so we're going to find out.
Not impossible.
Yeah, we'll do an episode once we find a tenant. We will find someone.
They're out there.
Yeah.
Great question, Caitlin.
Yes, such a good conversation. This is not our last conversation around midterm rentals. If you want to hear more about midterm rental strategies, let us know. Or if you want us to stick with all the short-term stuff too, let us know. You can always reach out to us, hi@thanksforvisiting.com. Submit your questions at the hosting hotline. If we don't have the answer, we will tap into our network of experts. We know lots of fun people in this industry, and we will get them to record their answers. But we love these episodes, so please submit your question. No question is too silly, unless you're just being silly and you want to make us laugh.
Send those in too. I'm here for that.
But with that, I'm Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.